This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. Whoa.
Smoking marijuana or eating marijuana or, I don't know, rubbing it on your tushy, because it has been touted to really help with pain control. And that's kind of exciting, especially since it's going to be harder and harder to get pain medication. So, yay, we can all go to marijuana if we need to. Well, hold the phone. A study has found that marijuana users may actually feel more pain. Because they are finding that some cannabis will lower your pain tolerance. Say, small study found people who use cannabis require higher doses of painkillers than non-users after a major traumatic event like a car crash. This new research was conducted in Colorado, which was the first state to legalize marijuana. And they suggest that short-term pain relief could weaken the body's resilience to pain over time. That's a problem. And I'm not shocked by it, but that's a huge problem. Because we have been fighting doctors and practitioners and legislators to put forth these anti-opioid measures, which I think are ridiculous, okay? Because Dr. Smith's family practice center is not the cause of the opioid epidemic and a lot of these overdose, it's heroin dealers. But that's just me. That's just my humble opinion. I get there are some pill mills out there, but not my office, not Dr. Smith's office. Okay? We know what we're doing. And what people have been saying is, look, you go to marijuana. We don't have to worry if we're going to deny all these people pain medications, they could go to marijuana. And I'm like, I don't think I like that idea too much. You want to have all these people on opiates to now move to marijuana. And you think the marijuana strength is going to be constant? You think their tolerance is going to be constant? Not only are they going to increase a tolerance and a dependence to marijuana, but it could affect tolerances to other things. So this makes perfect sense to me. Researchers from the Swedish Medical Center in Colorado analyzed around 260 people who were involved in motor vehicle accidents. Yeah, I know, I found that interesting too. Swedish Medical Center in Colorado. Why don't they call it Colorado Medical Center? Because in Sweden, there's a Colorado Medical Center probably. I don't know. Anyway, they analyzed 260 people who were involved in minor vehicle accidents and admitted them to trauma centers. Of these, 54 tested positive for recent marijuana use, while 16 claimed they use the drug more or less every day. Around 9% of the participants tested positive for other prescription and illegal drugs, like cocaine and opiates. They say on average, the marijuana users required 7.6 milligrams of opioid painkillers a day in the hospital, compared to non-users who needed 5.6. So on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the worst possible pain, people who had used cannabis rated their daily pain as 4.9 compared to 4.2 of non-users. So marijuana users may want to stay in the hospital longer. They may be more afraid to leave. They may be afraid that the medicine they have won't work as well. And that can make sense. Now, again, remember, it's different strokes for different folks. You have some people out there that swear that the marijuana works for them. They're good. They've never had to touch a pain pill. They're fine. They sleep well. Their blood pressure is good. Their diabetes is good. And I believe those people are out there. They have a damn good endocannabinoid receptor system, and they either make their own cannabinoids in their body, and you do have your own endocannabinoids, or when they do take a synthetic, or when they do smoke a phyto, a plant cannabinoid, like cannabis, it does what it needs to. I just don't think that's the whole population. And again, we need to really, really hesitate on, I don't want to say hesitate, but I think we need to slow down on some of these mass swoops we're doing when it comes to narcotics, because I don't think all these people can go to cannabis. I don't think I want all these people to go to cannabis. They say some users, if their medication isn't doing what it needs to, they may be going through with drug withdrawal, nausea, vomiting, etc., and that could delay healing. So when the opioid realm of things, we just found out that Purdue Pharma has fired all their sales team for OxyContin. So 350 employees were let go this week. And half that group was their sales force. Purdue had already cut its sales force, you know, by half of February. Well, yeah, because it's not going to promote opioids. Purdue is probably not even going to make opioids. Why should they? They're getting sued. OxyContin is addictive. True that. That's right. It's addictive. It is. But it's used by a lot of people in chronic pain that swear by it. So they're still going to manufacture it, but they're going to focus more on other medications, maybe nervous system disorder, you know, medications, etc. They're facing a lot of lawsuits. And the CDC says opioids killed more than 42,000 people in the year 2016. And prescription opioids were involved in 40%. Now, prescription opioids could have also been on board with the heroin, etc. But we really need to look at the numbers. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back. Wanted to learn the basics of the healthcare profession? Have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, Manny, and Jason who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. 1-877, it's because sometimes one of them has to go to the bathroom. So I can't just give credit to one, because when one goes to the bathroom, somebody else has to work. And I don't want them to not work when somebody goes to the bathroom because I didn't thank them. So I'm just going to thank everybody in the room. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Did you guys know that today is a summer solstice? Do you guys know what a summer solstice is? I have a lisp. It's really hard to say. Summer solstice. It's a lot of S. It's summer solstice. That's like four S sounds. I can't handle that. Apparently, it's the longest day of the year. And I live in Las Vegas. It's one of the hottest days. Right now I'm being told that it's sunny currently, and the high will be 110 degrees, clear tonight with a low of 81. Many people in Vegas listen to my show at night, so probably like 81 by foot. Well, it's hot. But in the northern hemisphere, The summer solstice means we are having the longest day of the year. And I guess it's supposed to then help harvest, maybe. Some people say it's supposed to help fertility. They say a lot of children are born 9 months after midsummer in Sweden. That's according to a Swedish anthologist who's written a lot of books on the subject. Midsummer, which falls on June 21st, is a Scandinavian holiday celebrating the summer solstice. In Swedish traditions, they dance around a maypole, which some people view as phallic. It's supposed to, I guess, promote fertility. Some people feast on herring. That feast on chocolate, not herring. And some drink a lot of vodka. Guess you're supposed to party it up in Greece. There's a similar mythology about dreaming of one's future spouse in parts of Greece. In many European countries, the pagan solstice got co-opted by Christianity, they said, and rebranded as St. John's Day. But in many villages, this is according to CNN, in many villages in the country's north, the ancient rites are still celebrated. One of the oldest rituals is called Kildonas. It involves local virgins gathering water from the sea. The village's unmarried women all place a personal belonging in the pot, I'd probably put my IUD in there, and leave it under a fig tree overnight. Where folklore has it, the magic of the day imbues the objects with prophetic powers, and the girls in question dream of their future husbands. The next day, all the women in the village gather and take turns pulling out objects and reciting rhyming couplets that are meant to predict the romantic fortunes of the item's owner. Where are all the men, by the way? Usually they say the women tell a lot of dirty jokes. The older women come up with the dirtiest rhymes, they say. And then men come. I'm like, well, you know what? These ladies, they are in the mood. And then I guess people hook up. In Eastern Europe, the solstice falls on Ivan Kupala Day. That was a holiday that had romantic connotations. Kupala came from Cupid. And they believe on Kupala night, that's when some people fall in love. According to Polish folklore, the man and woman in question would become a couple. Bonfires. Oh, I guess young unmarried women would float floral wreaths in the river where eager bachelors on the other side would try to catch the flowers. Yeah, see, I could just see if I put any flowers out there, the guys would be like running, going, no, no, no. Or, you know, lighting fire arrows onto them. Stonehenge, one of the largest solstice celebrations, takes place there. In England, thousands gather each year. Apparently there's a big Glastonbury festival. But an astrologer says the dreams that we have tonight are going to hold extra meaning. Now, some of my dreams I can't discuss on air. They're not dirty or anything. It's just, they're so weird. I get these dreams like I never finished medical school. Or I'm waiting tables, and I still have 4 or 5 tables that I never, you know, served. Or I went to medical school, and I found out that I never graduated undergrad, and I have to take 3 more classes. But I don't know what those classes are. I get these weird dreams. So I don't want them to have any meaning, because I really don't want to think that my medical license is not, you know, valid. It is. I went to school. I even went to school when I had mono. So this astrologist and psychic, Dylan Kemp, says the power of the solstice is so strong that we can find ourselves inspired to dream premonitions. Now, we've talked about dreams and when things happen in your dream. You know, like I had one listener who said he wasn't gay, but he had a sex dream with his male boss. And I told him that might not be underlying sexual feelings for the boss. It may more mean more of a power thing. You know, there's a lot of different meanings sex has in your dream. Well, let's start with what he talks about. He talks about flying. So if you have a dream about flying, if the flight is not steady, you are not, but can be if you keep focused. Fear of flying means you should not allow lack of confidence to hold you back from taking off the ground to achieve higher aims that are your destiny. Okay, that's a little too. How I look at this is if you have flying in your dream, to me that means you want to go somewhere. And you have the ability to do it. You just haven't thought of it. Just like a lot of us, we don't have the ability to fly. So we'll never do it. But all of a sudden, you're in your dream and you're flying in your dream. So what that means to me in your subconscious means there's something that you want to do that you actually can do. And you need to figure out a way to do it. And you may not be fulfilling your dream. That's how I look at it. Now, falling or descending, a lot of us have these falls. They say you fear that things will get worse and your life is spiraling downwards. Your intuition is telling you to let go of something that's dragging you down. He says you're trying to extricate yourself from parasitic people, detrimental to you, by holding you back. I think when you're falling, right, it is a sign of you're having a lack of control. You feel like there's something you're not controlling. So you want, whether it's a control in your marriage or control in your job or a control in your career path, you need to start looking at how you can take baby steps to get control. That's what I look at. Being chased. And I get this a lot. I get where I'm chased in a dream. And I get away. He never gets me. It's like a bad guy who wants to shoot me. It's a real, real bad guy. And so according to this psychic, he says it's time to slow down or get away from people pressurizing you to feel stressed, put upon or uncomfortable about their needs. The more distressing your dream chase, the harder it will be to shake off those who won't easily let go. I don't know. For me, being chased in a dream, one, is a sign of stress. Number two is a sign that you can't relax and you're relaxing wrong, where you can't even in your dream sit down in your dream. And so I find with me, because usually the people in my life I'm fine with, but I find with me that even when I'm relaxing, you know, at night, I'm still doing work. I'm still prepping my show. I'm still, you know, grading student papers. I'm still dealing with the kids' stuff. And so to me, if you're being chased in a dream, it means you need to relax more. If you're lost, getting lost in your dream. They claim that you feel you haven't found your place in life. You fear you won't get to where you want to be in love, family, career. Your institution is telling you to motivate yourself to get where you want to be. Being lost to me in a dream means you are, again, stressed, sign of stress to me. And it's a sign that you aren't comfortable with your surroundings. You're not in the place of work or the home or the city where you really want to be. And this is if you get recurring lost dreams. And so you're lost in your dream because you searched for a new area and you don't know where you are. And so that's how I look at it. I look at it as you're not, you know, you're not really, that's not your home where you're at, with whether it's work or whatever. And it's funny because since my new job at Toro, I teach at a medical school, I've never had a I'm lost dream. Probably because I'm meant to be there. It's interesting. Being naked in public. I don't get this anymore either. Being naked in public. You fear you lack protection physically, mentally, emotionally, or financially. This is also very, very stressful. It's a very stressful dream. They say you are scared people may see your weaknesses. To me, if you have a dream where you're naked, it means you're trying to do too much, where you're going to mess up and you're going to have a vulnerable site or an Achilles heel. So don't do too much. Or make sure you're on top of the right things. So to me, you could have a dream about being naked in public, and that means that you're not watching your kids, and your kids could be getting into trouble or doing something wrong. That's, okay? Being naked means, you know, you got to get your shield up. You can't let your backside be vulnerable. Taking an exam. Some of us will have a dream about taking an exam. They say it means you feel inadequate or unprepared, etc. Taking an exam, to me, if you have a dream about that, it means you like school and you miss school. I don't know. I'm no psychic. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Today, Congress votes on competing immigration bills. It's far from certain that either one of them will pass. Last night, the president rallied supporters in Duluth, Minnesota, telling them he's rolling back his policy of separating children and family members who try to cross into the U.S. illegally.
I signed an executive order. We're going to keep families together, but the border is going to be just as tough as it's been.
Some people at the rally had sympathy for the immigrant children being held in detention.
We absolutely hate seeing children and families and anybody being removed from their families. But if you're coming to the United States, you need to come here legally. You need to follow the process.
I feel sorry for those people, but they have violated the law.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data. Again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family. For a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get three lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus get up to three free phones, all on super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line's $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streamed optimized at up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Three phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So Bradley wants to know what the difference is between a family doc and a board-certified internist. He has lupus. And, by the way, I mean, no, family docs are can be board-certified, too. I'm board-certified. So, you would compare like a board certified family doc to a board certified internist or a family doc to an internist. I to me, the major difference between a family doc and an internist is a family doc doesn't think they're God. But I'm joking. I have some internal medicine friends. The internists are funny. You know, it's interesting. We make fun of each other a lot in medicine. You know, I have a buddy who's an ER doc and a buddy who's an internist. And, you know, I have a psychologist, I have a urologist buddy. We make fun of each other all the time. You know, like, for example, you know, they'll say, you know, if you want to hide a dollar from an ER doc, where do you hide it? And you say, well, the patient's past medical history, meaning the ER doc will just treat the patient and not go deep into a past medical history, which is baloney. When I was an ER doc, I went into a patient's past medical history. Ha ha. They say if you want to hide a dollar from an internist, you wrap it up in a bandage. Because, you know, the internists don't really mess with any of the bandages, you know, because they don't want to mess with what the surgeons do, and they don't unwrap a bandage or whatever. And then family docs, I'm a family doc, so I get a lot of crap. With me, they always say, people always say family docs are like, okay, for example, I guess there's this one joke, and it's been said multiple ways, I don't get it, where a family doc, a surgeon, and an internist are out shooting a duck. Okay, I don't have the joke in front of me. Or are they going duck hunting or bird hunting? I don't know. So the surgeon, I don't really even know what the joke is. It doesn't matter. Basically, the gist of the joke is the internist is, you know, trying to figure out what it is and ruling out and whatever and is intellectualizing it. The surgeon has precise precision, and the family doc, they just machine gun approach. And if they get it, they get it, and they go, you know, like, what the hell? Meaning us family docs refer out a lot, and we don't know a lot, and we need everybody else to do our work for us. Stupid stuff like that. Okay, and again, everybody makes fun of each other because they're jealous. I think the average person, I'm a family doc, I think people are jealous of me. Because we family docs, we have to know everything. We have to know pediatrics. We have to know gynecology. We have to know obstetrics, delivering babies. We have to know some surgery. We have to know a lot of procedures. I'm responsible for the retina of your eye all the way down to a melanoma on your toenail. And it's funny. I heard another joke against an internist. Somebody had said, you guys see everybody but women and children. Okay, that's not true. Internists do see women. Some do see kids as well. But the reason why is because if they're not doing gynecology and they're not doing pediatrics, many internists can then, you know, turf those patients onto family docs. So here's my thing. I love ER docs. I love internists. I love family docs. And if you asked me if you needed to see one versus the other, I can't tell you because everybody's different, you know? And so having lupus, I might say go see a rheumatologist, go see a specialist. But a family doctor can treat your lupus. An internist can treat your lupus. So what's the difference? So the difference is in training. So when I was training with family medicine, I had to have surgery. I had to have, and internists do too. I had to have internal medicine, but I had to deliver a lot of babies. I had at least 2 months of OB and gyne. I had a lot of pediatrics. I even had peds ICU. I had a lot of pediatrics. And I had a lot of psychology. And then with my electives, I added extra radiology and ER. And I wanted to, you know, be the type of doctor where I could look at my own x-rays, I could look at my own EKGs, I could look at my own, et cetera. Internal medicine usually doesn't do OB. They usually don't spend as much time in gyne. And many of them don't have any pediatrics. So then they could use those extra months to do more specialty tracks like GI or cardio or rheumatology, or they could do critical care, they could do ICU, pulmonary, ventilators, things like that. So I had ICU also. You had to have ICU. I think you had to have a month. Whereas internal medicine, you would have a hell of a lot more. So am I comfortable managing an ICU patient? Not like an internist, no. But that's just me. Some family docs out there, they did a lot of ICU. Some family docs take care of people in the hospital. Me, I didn't like hospital as much as I loved ER. I loved urgent care. I loved surgery. And I loved outpatient. So some people will say, okay, well, a family doc is more of an ER doc. Not entirely. I did more ER because I wanted to. And then I worked in an ER in Lake Havasu. And then I worked in urgent cares in Bullhead and Las Vegas. And so for me, I got a lot more urgent care experience than somebody else would. So it really depends on the person. Now, it also depends on what you want. If you're a dad and you're like, you want to know what? I don't like going to the doctor, and if I got to drag my kids in to see the doctor, then you know what? I'll just have my checkup at the same time. You might want a family doc. Because then you can just bring the whole family in. I mean, you'll have to schedule it ahead of time because that's, you know, multiple appointments in one setting. But if you're like, look, I got to take the boys this summer to get their sports physical, I might as well get my physical done at the same time, too. And we could just get it all done in one. That then, you know, you might be able to get away with then you might want to do a family doc if your local internist doesn't see teenagers or kids. Same thing with, you know, my wife could get her pap smear at the same time. I mean, not a lot of us all go as a family at the same time. But some of you may be like, you know what? I like my wife's doctor. And I want to go. Or some of you may say, no. I don't know what my wife is telling the doctor. The doctor's looking at me like I'm mean or I'm gross or I'm whatever. I think I want my own privacy. I want to go. You could go to any doctor for that. However, and again, these are broad generalizations. If you have a individual who seems to be in and out of the hospital, you might want a doctor that also sees the patient in the hospital. And many internists will do that more so than family docs. In small towns, family docs will. But where I started practicing, it was usually the internists that did more of the hospital than the family docs. Not so much because of training, but because of choice. A lot of us wanted to family to not be in the hospital. Now it's changing because now you have hospitalists where you have people where all they do is hospital. They don't have outpatient. Some people love the hospital. Some people love the outpatient. For me, I think the hospital is cool, but I really like the having the clinic, you know, and, you know, being able to, you know, make jokes and, you know, show them pictures of my kids and see if they're getting better. And I like preventing them from going into the hospital. So that kind of stuff was for me. So it really depends on what they like. So now you're left with, well, how do I know what type of doctor to choose from? So what I would do is get some second and third opinions. All right. And so if, for example, you are diagnosed with lupus or whatever, and there's a doctor that seems to do a lot of rheumatology, you know, or has a good rheumatologist that they work with, then maybe choose that doctor, whether they're family, whether they're internist. I get the same question. Do I choose an MD or a DO? To me, they're equal in terms of their ability and their expertise. But if you want manipulation, somebody doing OMM, somebody touching you to try to help some of your ailments using manipulative therapies, you're going to want a DO because most MDs don't know how to do that. But if you need somebody for diabetes, for lupus, or you could go to a DOMD. It's the same. We all get the same training. So usually word of mouth. Now, some people will love their doctor because their doctor's nice or their doctor's available on a Saturday. That may be another issue. And if you would rather see a doctor on a Saturday and they're an internist and not a family doc, find that's fine, too. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you can do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So being underweight may increase the risk of breast cancer in premenopausal women. All right, I'm in the clear. Whew. All right, let's move on. All right, some of you guys are underweight. They say if you're underweight, that may put you at risk for cancer. Previous research has suggested that obesity can cause cancer because of higher estrogen levels, which can fuel cancer in postmenopausal women. But in premenopausal women, estrogen may protect against the disease. Breast cancer risk does also increase with age. And so maybe there's a protective effect with weight. Now, this isn't the first time we heard that skinny people may be behind the eight ball. We heard that skinnier, older people were more likely to get cancer than people who were a little more chunky. That was a study that came out a few years ago. And I was like, whew, all right, because I do got a booty on me. Can't be, you know, can't really lose the booty. Tried, can't. It's not really going away. It's going away a little bit. It's got a little smaller, but nope. Still need almost two chairs, you know, in my studio to sit on. Okay, it's not that bad. It's a booty. So maybe there is some protective effect of the estrogen. We just don't want obese. That we have found time and time again to increase one's risk of breast cancer, endometrial cancer, colon cancer, etc. Now, researchers are stressing that if you are premenopausal and you are super skinny, do not deliberately try to gain weight. Because obviously obesity can be linked to other health problems like heart disease, stroke, etc. But just because you're skinny doesn't necessarily mean you're in the clear. Researchers from the Institute of Cancer Research in London analyzed 19 studies that investigated the link between BMI, our body mass index, and the risk of breast cancer. And they looked at 758,000 women who were measured between 18 and 24, 25 and 34 years old, 35 and 44, and 45 to 54. Of those 758,000 women, 13,000 developed breast cancer over the 9-year period. And based on this study, they found that some of the thinner women were more likely. So what does that mean for your eye? I don't know. It just means get your breast checked. Speaking of London, they say the number of medics resigning from the NHS to better their work-life balance has trebled in 7 years. I guess that means tripled, right? They said trebled. That's a British word. I think it's for tripled. They say 18,000 medics in England quit last year. In comparison, only 6,700 had left for the same reason back in 2011 and 2012. Data also show that the NHS salaries are down since the public sector pay cap back in 2010. And NHS has just battled the worst ever winter with this last flu season. And they have doctors, nurses, and admin staff resigning in droves. Salaries are down a few thousand dollars from 2010. We're almost a decade later, and they're being paid less. Workforce unions lambasted the data and criticized Health and Social Care Secretary Jeremy Hunt's paltry pay rise for medics. I'm reading this. And Theresa May had promised £20 billion injected into the struggling health service because, again, remember, it's socialized. And so there's a lot of people overworked. There's a lot of extra hours underpay and not a lot of gratitudes and not a lot of support. You know, America isn't the only country that's, you know, seeing people in the medical field say, why am I doing this? Yeah, I can't tell you all the hours I put in, and not just the 36-hour shifts I did in training, but just in general, opening up my practice, staying till 9, 10 o'clock at night, answering people's phone calls, calling in prescriptions, and then getting called in the middle of the night just to go back to work the next day. The hours are horrendous. And we knew going into medicine, whether you were a nurse, doctor, et cetera, the hours were going to be horrendous. We knew that. But we figured we would get good satisfaction. We'd get good job satisfaction. Would feel because we helped people, like we were making a difference. We would be revered. Look at what's happening in the media. We doctors are the bad guys. We're causing the opioid crisis. We're causing the healthcare crisis. If nobody sees a doctor, they don't say hi. They spit on us. People don't like doctors. And then the other reason, we're like, okay, well, you know what, but at least it's going to be financial security. No, there isn't financial security. There's no financial security. We almost went bankrupt during the recession. Obamacare killed any financial security for doctors who had a little neighborhood family doctor office. So the average person going into medicine is like, yeah, I want to help people, but it looks like I better get another part-time job. And other people in medicine are like, you want to know what? It's not worth it. Let me do some real estate. Let me do some other things. And so many people have other jobs or other things a part of their life, other careers on the side. I never thought I would go into entertainment. I wanted to go into entertainment, but I never thought I would have the time. Well, I made the time. When I saw the way medicine was going with the recession and all that, I was so grateful that I had something else to go to. So, it's scary what's going on in England because they already are short-staffed. And I guess now they're thousands more short. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, the justices, Supreme Court justices, just broke with 50 years' worth of legal rulings that barred the states from imposing sales taxes. Now, states can require online retailers to collect sales tax. So online shopping is going to now be more expensive. It was a 5-4 decision allowing states to now impose sales tax. The decision was a victory for South Dakota, which had asked the court to uphold its recently passed law imposing an internet sales tax. See, I guess what's supposed to happen is these online stores don't charge you sales tax, but then you on your own are supposed to turn around and pay it. And the average person doesn't. They don't even know where to pay it to. So the states are losing millions and millions of sales tax dollars because you're having less people go into retail stores. Now that more people are buying online. Now, I buy online Walmart. And there's sales tax on there because it's a Nevada store and it's a, so I am paying that. I don't know. I thought I was also paying tax with Amazon. I thought I was paying sales tax. So states, however, because people are buying things online, if there's no physical store in their state, then unfortunately they're losing all that revenue. Sales tax supports their education, their healthcare, their infrastructure. So when President Trump tweeted that Amazon pays little or no taxes to state and local governments, yeah, they do pay taxes. They do pay on sales, but on customers in the 45 states that collect them. It leaves out Alaska, Delaware, Montana, New Hampshire, and Oregon. They say South Dakota and the states could pick up now a combined $34 billion a year if the court allowed them to tax internet sales. But the General Accounting Office thinks it's going to end up being about $13 billion. Still a lot of money. So this could be good and bad. For you or I, it's going to suck. I don't want to spend more. However, maybe these companies are going to get smart. If we don't like the price of something, they may have to then lower the total price to include, to, you know, back up the tax. But most likely they won't. If you're buying something for $8, it's now going to cost $9 or $10. Retailer eBay warned that taxing internet sales will place crushing burdens on small online businesses, causing many to curtail operations and damage the national economy. But yeah, anytime you raise taxes. But that is solving a problem that occurred when people stopped going into retail or going to retail to buy. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.